Though it's taking a while to know the true outcomes of this year's elections, we do know some important things. We know that in the U.S. House of Representatives, the last 4 years have been characterized less by governance than by theater. In her post-election column, The Wall Street Journal's Kim Strassel says, Americans elect lawmakers to pass budgets, confirm judges, develop considered legislation. What we've gotten, she writes, is day after painful day of faux scandals, gotcha hearings, heartbreaking accusations, progressive fantasy bills, and promises to dismantle longstanding institutions. Americans from both parties want lawmakers to pass priority legislation. Kim Strassel interprets the election as Americans signal that they are done with the hoopla and want to see Washington address the real problems of the day, which there are many. Voters in this election showed they are not in favor of an overbearing central government, or, for that matter, authoritarian state governments. The left's hope and expectation that the Senate would change hands and the House would add progressives didn't materialize. The election did not yield a mandate to pass the progressive wish list, topped by Medicare for All, the Equality Act, and the Green New Deal. Many blacks and Hispanics showed us that they've broken from one-party loyalty, instead placing their trust in leaders who will provide freedom and an economy that fosters job creation. Lawmakers must not disappoint. There's always going to be drama. When there's a close presidential election and the country elects a divided government, debate will be fierce. Voters expect those they have elected to stand for them. When that doesn't happen, citizens must stand for themselves and continue to press their positions. Never yield to calls to withdraw from political battles. If your candidate lost, keep working. If your candidate won, keep working. Your nation needs your hands and your watchful eyes. Believers who understand and value our Constitution must stay engaged. Our nation's very survival depends upon it. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.